Garrett, thanks for taking time out. We're here at Clara Westrop Elementary, where you and the rest of the Browns 2013 rookie class are on hand to help build a fitness zone for the children. How does it feel to give back?
We couldn't be happier. I think the majority of us feel the same way. You know, it's not all about being able to perform on Sundays. You know, it's about the community, it's about the people, but it's about the fans. It's about showing, you know, our fans and the people here that we care, you know, and that these are our priorities, and giving back and making a positive impact, you know, is essential.
Early this week, you and the rest of the rookie class was at First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp. How did that event go?
You know, another great opportunity to show the community and the people here that we care. Yeah, it was great being able to be around those kids and see the smiles on their faces and them run around and them giggle and laugh and, you know that they look up to us. You know, so it's just being able to have that impact, you know, on those kids' lives is so powerful and so meaningful. You know, and it was also just great for us. You know, we've been at the grind, you know, the past month. And so being able to get out and be around the kids and just kind of let loose and have fun and just, you know, enjoy the day was just awesome.
And this was the first time you actually stepped on First Energy Stadium's field.
Another great experience. Coming from Shadron State, our stadium, I think, holds maybe 2,000 people. And so, I definitely have gone from the two extremes this past year. And so, you know, being in that stadium, you know, being able to be here in this city, you know, playing for this team is just a dream come true. And, you know, I couldn't be happier. You know, the fan base here and, you know, the people are just, you know, it's the best time to play for, you know. And so it's just another part of the journey and another step that's just proves to be so very exciting.
Now that the Cleveland Browns training facility is starting to clear out, the veteran players are on vacation and the coaches will shortly be on their vacations, what are some of the things the 2013 rookie class is working on now?
Right now, it's all about our conditioning program. You know, so with Coach Rowe, we have a great strength staff, you know, and so we're really hitting it hard with the conditioning and strength aspect, you know, getting ready for this training camp. You know, we don't have a lot of time these next few weeks to get back into it and you know, get our bodies right. So it's important to utilize every chance we can, you know, to train as hard as we can and put in the work that we need to put in, you know, because we expect to have a great season this year, you know, and I know the whole rookie class is going to be very prepared and very excited to come into training camp and compete.
I know you're taking full advantage of this time, but what are some of the things that you're really focusing in on?
Right now, it's all about learning the playbook and making sure that I know what I'm doing, you know. And so not only do I want to know my position, but I want to know every position on the offensive line, you know. So when the time's needed in training camp, I'm able to be versatile, you know. That's important for me is to be able to really prepare myself and get myself ready for training camp to come in and compete. You know, I've had a great opportunity to learn from a lot of the great guards here. You know, the veteran players have been outstanding, they've been very welcoming, you know. And so I've learned a lot from them, and that's my mentality is I want to continue to learn from them and just get better, you know. And so I couldn't ask for a better group of veteran linemen to be around and learn from.
Who are some of the veteran linemen that you've really latched on to and you've been picking their brain?
You know, I've been able to spend a little bit of time with Joe Thomas. You know, we're all together all day long, you know, but John Greco and Sean Laval, you know, are great, two great guards. Jason Pinkston, you know, has also been very welcoming and, you know, helpful for all of us. You know, you see guys that, you know, a part of just outside of being able to do their position and play their part and you know, be the, you know, and have their role, seeing these guys that take us underneath their wing is so important. You know, that's such a vital part of leadership is raising up leaders and making sure that, you know, the younger guys, us rookies, are able to have a grasp on what we're doing, you know. And we're very fortunate and very lucky to be in a program in a room with a great bunch of veteran guys that are, you know, are willing to help us and to kind of co-teach us along this process.
Browns fans, we're joined by rookie offensive lineman Gary Gilkey here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Garrett, just looking back at your time during that rookie mini camp, there was a lot of information thrown at you guys, and you were learning it at a very fast tempo. How do you think you obtained that information?
It's all about repetition and practice and not allowing yourself to become complacent. You know, it's every day the installments are going to be different, and they're going to be bigger, and they're going to be more complex. And it's so important to stay on top of it. You know, it's easy when we get done with practice and we get done with the day to just want to go back to the hotel and veg out. Well, what's the hard part? What, you know, putting in the work, the extra work, being able to go back in the playbook, write the plays over again, you know, communicate about them, talk to the other rookies about them, you know, being able to constantly allow these things to soak in, you know, and kind of conceptualize is very, very important, you know. But just being able to watch the film and be around the veterans and being around the other rookies, you know, has just been a great tool to get this offense down.
How many hours did you spend studying the playbook?
Oh, in addition to what we did during the day, it was at least 3 to 4 hours a night before I went to bed. So it's a, you know, it's a full-time job, and it's the mental aspect of it is like getting your doctorate. So it's you know, I couldn't be happier. You know, I really couldn't. This is where my heart's at. This is where you know, my mind lies, and so I couldn't be happier.
Now, Garrett, at this point in the process, what would you say that are some of your strengths and weaknesses?
Well, you know, right now I wouldn't really say that. You know, I could point one thing out over another. You know, my mentality is so focused on getting better, you know, whether it's my footwork, you know, in pass, or whether it's my hand placement on run. You know, all I'm trying to do is be critique. So, you know, when Coach Warhop points something out, you know, I'm just trying to be coachable and learn and adjust and adapt and just get better.
Moving forward, you have a few weeks here left to work out, and then you have the rookie symposium. But if you could just talk about your plans after the rookie symposium.
After the rookie symposium, you know, it's back to the grind. I'm gonna hopefully I'll be fortunate enough to get back to Nebraska for a few days and see some my old coaches and some old friends. But you know, I might go camping up in the Rockies for a day or two. Otherwise, you know, it's back at the grind. You know, this is what I prepare for. This is what, you know, I've been preparing for. And so it's important to stay focused and not get complacent these next, you know, several weeks or get out of shape. So it's all about staying on the program and staying in the routine.
And lastly, how excited are you going to be for training camp?
It's a dream come true. You know, it really is. I think sometimes it's easy to forget the gravity of it. You know, but I'm very, very fortunate. I'm very blessed, and I couldn't be happier to be where I'm at. You know, I praise God for every opportunity and for the opportunities ahead.
Well, good luck to you, Garrett. Thank you for your time, and I can't wait to catch up with you this summer.
Thank you very much.
Back to you, Vic.